have ENC insurance. It's through Clear Coverage. I don't have ENC. I have Clear Coverage insurance, but it says ENC on my Yahoo, and it shows Clear Coverage.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Arthur. You're currently roadside assistance.
Yes, hi. My name is Alexia Smith. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm trying to get roadside assistance, but the lady says she doesn't see my policy number, and I have Clear Coverage. It's through ENC insurance, but it says Clear Coverage, though.
I see right here, whoever on your ticket, they still working on it.
What do you mean still working on it?
I say your ticket is in process.
A ticket is in process for what?
I'm not able to go into your ticket because you say you just got a phone with somebody, right?
Huh?
I said you just got a phone with someone.
I'm trying to see if you help me. She's trying to say that she don't see have a policy, and I'm looking at my policy right now.
Yes, ma'am. You can have a policy number, but and you can have insurance, but your insurance probably ain't tell you like that you was covered for roadside assistance.
It shows right here that it was waived. I see roadside assistance waived. I see my collision. I see all that right here.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. But in order to have, like, coverage for roadside assistance, you'll have to tell me you wanted to have, like, coverage for and pay for every month. Because you still can have roadside assistance, but you'll have to pay out of pocket for whatever assistance you get.
I'm not going to pay out of pocket, but you're telling me you don't see my – I'm asking you don't see my policy number. You don't see anything on file?
No, ma'am.
How do you don't see? That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you don't see my policy and I have Clear Coverage? This is weird.
Yeah, the Clear Coverage is your insurance. We're just dispatch. We're just people that try to help you get a tow or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I have it on there. I don't understand why is it not showing me all that.
It's not showing because you probably don't have roadside assistance.
Oh, my God. Who do I talk to? How much it cost for me to get a jump for my car?
I wouldn't know, but we'll have to find it out by the provider, but we can still help you with it, though.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay, so what do I do now as far as trying to get my car?
I'm about to look for a provider for you.
She has to look for. So who does this? Like, towing companies do jumps?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, towing people, they could do it too, but then some other people got their own little jump company.
Okay, so what do they call you? How do you look them up?
What we do is the system give us a list of people that deal with roadside assistance, because some people don't deal with like what we do. So we got certain people. Yeah, we got certain people that we deal with.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right, yes, ma'am. What's the year, make, and model and color of your disabled vehicle?
It's a 2011 Mercedes C300.
And what color is it?
Black.
And you say you just need a jump, right?
Yes.
Are you at a parking space?
Yes.
Okay. All right, could you give me the address where you're located, ma'am?
410 Blue Silk Lane, BLUE, two words, silk, SILK, Lane, in Montgomery Village, Maryland.
Okay.
20879.
All right, and what was the numbers that was in front of that you said again?
What number? What are you saying?
The the address.
410.
410. And 410 Blue Silk Lane, right?
Blue Silk Lane.
Is that Blue Silk Road?
No, Blue Silk Lane.
Oh, okay.
I want to see how much they want. How much I want to know how much it is first, and nah, I'm just wait till the morning. Or I don't know who do I call so I can get this. You tell me how much it is for anything. I need to call these folks.
All right, yes, ma'am. So I'm about to get a provider on the phone for you. Now I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.